like a good idea.
Now then, sir, are you ready for paradise?
You mean I'm going to enter my own personal paradise and everyone in the hall's going to be watching?
Activate the paradise machine.
Machine. The lines between reality and dreams are blurring.
Welcome to paradise.
We've been journeying through this labyrinth all day.
We're nearly at the centre. That's the only way to free the people of this wretched, enslaved world.
Well, at least let me rest on this stone here for a moment. I don't know how we've come this far.
But that's me. It seems to be a fantasy of one of our adventures. One of those lost made-up ones we've never had.
Eight breasts?
Well, I couldn't have done it without my dear and trusted companions. The Doctor and Mum. Now let's see if we can get past this final step.
What? Why is Rob in charge? And where am I?
Halt! Who intrudes on the Temple of Cracktown?
A Nymon! I should have known everything fits! The labyrinth, the tributes, and the black hole we fell down! This world must have been invaded!
Oh, you sort things out, Robbie. You always do.
You are too late, Rob. In 30 seconds, the temple will become the transport point for a new race of Nymon. Even you cannot stop us. You see, we have something you want.
Help! Help me, Rob! Army! Army!
Oh, do something, Rob. I'm so
flapping and helpless.
Oh, Rob.
If only you could do something
clever to save the day.
Yes, maybe you could send it to the end of a time corridor like you did with that Sekhmet the Undead.
Hang about. What if I use my sonic doohickey to reverse the polaritingtons of the Neutronington Flow-me-what's-it?
But that's brilliant.
Oh, we didn't think of that. Oh, damn you, Rob.
Now, let me see. Journey of life? I'll show you where you can stick that.
You've done it. You're so wonderful, Rob.
Yes, well done, Bobberty.
Now, we'd better leave you two alone.
Yes, I expect you two want to get up to things that a mother shouldn't know about.
Uh-oh.
So now we're alone.
Yes.
And you've saved the whole universe.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to do something for you that every man dreams of.
Blimey.
Yes?
I'm going to move in with you aboard the TARDIS and do all your ironing forever.
Oh, this is the best day of my life.
Yes, well, I think we've seen enough now, Controller.
Well, quite. Well, you've all seen this rather strange young man's fantasy. But it only goes to prove that whatever your dream, the paradise machine can make it true.
Is it over? What happened?
You're one weird guy, Rob. Come on,
I see the doctor over there.
Everyone, I shall be ready to accept your payment for use of this fantabulous machine in the ballroom, where we have prepared a banquet for our esteemed guests. So let us all adjourn to the ballroom, where our attendant joins.
Can you believe that paradise machine thing? It was like being asleep, except I had the most amazing dream.
We know. Anyway, this paradise machine is all very well, but why would anyone want to spend the rest of their life living in it?
If you have the money, I suppose you can afford the luxury. Not that I would approve of it, of course. You'd be living a lie.
Yeah, I suppose. But it would be fun, wouldn't it? Living in your own dream world?
Not forever, though. I mean, wouldn't you get bored? These people are all supposed to be rich anyway. Why do they even need their own personal dream world?
Ah, money can't buy you happiness, Nick. You can have all the money in the world and it still won't get you what you really want. How many rich and famous people crash and burn, and yet people still chase fame and wealth, thinking they'll be different.
Doctor!
Ah, Mr. Mills, you look tired.
I am bloody tired. Nearly got trampled to death by thousands of pompous millionaires, and then spent another hour trying to find you.
Did you check the auditorium?
No.
I was in the auditorium.
You?
I do believe that's Professor Thrace over there, and I'd like a word with him.
Hang on.
Later, Mr. Mills, later. Professor!
Hello.
I wonder if I might be able to ask you a few questions about your paradise machine.
My paradise machine? It's been a long time since I heard it called that. It's actually a neuronic, endostimulating, pleasure-ribulating, sensorological transmutifier. But you could call it a paradise machine if it helps. It's quite a catchy name.
I see. Tell me, how long have you been working on the machine?
Oh, several years. Thanks to grants from the Galactic Bank and living off bread and cheese. It's been my life's work. My partner left me, and I barely looked up. My entire family were killed in a yachting accident and I barely blinked. This has been my final achievement.
I've never seen anything like it.
Well, not many people have. I'd certainly be a bit gutted if I found out you could pick one up from the other side of the galactic cluster, Mr...
It's Doctor, actually.
Well, I'm not supposed to discuss the full extent of my research with anyone, Doctor.
I hope the Professor isn't keeping you, sir. He should be working.
Not at all, Controller. I was simply curious about the workings of the machine.
Were you now? Well, I'm afraid all details of the workings of the machine are kept secret from all but our research team and myself.
I didn't mean to pry.
Good. Then please refrain from asking any more questions. Professor, I suggest you return to your laboratory. I will need to speak to you soon.
Yes, Controller. I'm sorry.
And as for you, enjoy the party.
You met the egomaniac then?
Yes, although he seems to be determined to keep this project a secret, and from the way Professor Thrace was acting, I may pay him a private visit.
Well, you better hurry. Here comes Columbo.
Doctor, come back.
Keep him occupied. There's more going on here than meets the eye.
Hello, Professor.
Controller, I didn't see you there.
That's because I turned the lights off for dramatic effect.
Can I help you with something, sir?
That man you were talking to, how much did you tell him?
Nothing, Controller, I promise, I...
Oh, you promised, do you? Is that why you've been trying to send coded messages to the Earth Intelligence Bureau for the past 3 months?
What do you mean? Trying?
Oh, I've known all about your treachery, Professor. But I needed you to continue your work until the project was complete. Where else could I find someone as spineless and easy to control?
I'm sorry, Controller. I don't want a part in any of this. I just want to get out of here!
Of course you do, my dear. And I shall show you your way out.
gods!
Oh no! No, no, please!
Open the door to death for this gibbering imbecile. Then kick him through.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye, Professor.
No!
Let's see, Section 7, Area 3, Research Labs. Security isn't very good around here. I haven't seen a single guard. Oh dear. What happened to you, Professor? Those are laser wounds. This looks like the work of those security guards. But why? A malfunction?
My God. What have you done?
I assure you, Controller, I had nothing to do with this. Look at these injuries. One of your guards killed this man.
Nonsense. You're a saboteur sent here to ruin our hard work. And you shall pay the price for it, Doctor.
How did you know my name, Controller?
Guards, execute this man. Yes? What is it?
Controller Leckard, are we still on schedule?
Perfectly on schedule, as I told you earlier.
Do you have the doctor?
Yes, I have the man here.
And I can only assume your bloodlust has got the better of you, and you're about to terminate him.
About to execute him, yes.
You are not to kill him. I wish to see him first.
What do you mean you want to see him? Why?
That is no concern of yours. Just do as you're told and bring him to my ship.
I object!
Perhaps you forget who is in charge, Leckard. Bring me the doctor before I do something unkind to you.
Very well. I'll have him sent to you. Well, Doctor, it appears you have friends in high places. Tor Grey, head of the Galactic Bank, would like to speak with you. Damn his eyes. Guards, take him to Grain's ship. But don't think this is a permanent reprieve, Doctor. Merely a stay of execution.
For the last time, where is the Doctor? As chief of security aboard this station, I demand to know.
How long have you been chief?
What?
Is it an interesting job?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Welcome, Doctor.
Mr. Garain, I presume. Forgive me, but have we met before?
I don't think so, Doctor. Do sit down. Would you care for some tea, Doctor? I'm told you had a fondness for it.
And who, might I ask, told you that?
Information is my business, Doctor. Well, business is my business.
Really? From what I have seen, killing is your business.
Well, perhaps curiosity is your business.
And maybe violent deaths are your business.
Enough! Occasionally I do need to use forceful methods to force clients to pay what they owe, but it's just business. Nothing personal.
Was the massacre on Thenos 4 just business?
Ah, I was wondering when you were going to mention that. Your presence on Thinos 4 during that incident is well documented.
I saw firsthand what your Galactic Bank did to punish a client who wouldn't pay overdraft fees.
And you put a stop to our plan to assume control of the planet.
You forced my hand. I do not tolerate that kind of exploitation, Garain.
You do not tolerate?
You heard me. Many people died on Thinos 4, all so you could make a bit more money.
If one planet does not pay what it owes to the bank, and we let them off, others will do the same. Soon the economy would be in chaos. I must keep things running smoothly.
Is that how you justify it to yourself?
I do not need to justify anything. Some of us have real responsibilities, Doctor. We do not simply flit around through space and time.
Oh, believe me, Garain. I know more about responsibility than you could possibly imagine.
Because you're a Time Lord. Oh yes, I know all about you, Doctor. I have read countless reports, even seen video footage of you fighting monsters.
So you've met me, and now what? Do you plan on killing me too?
Oh no, Doctor. I wish to offer you a job.
A job?
A job.
You can't be serious.
I'm always serious. It would be most useful to have a Time Lord in my employ. You would be paid handsomely. Your advice would be invaluable. All that information you possess about the future could be put to such wonderful use.
You have so much information, Mr. Grain, but such little wisdom. If you truly knew all about me, you would know I couldn't be bought, and that I would never ally with an exploiter like you.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that, Doctor. Because it means I have no further use for you. I can't just let you go and have another Thinos 4 on my hands now, can I?
Very well. Goodbye, Mr. Garain.
Goodbye, Doctor. Oh, and please don't worry about your friends. I'll have Lekard give them a personal demonstration of the Paradise Machine. The young man Rob has experienced his fantasies. Maybe your friend Nick should have a turn. I'm sure he'll love it to death.
Nick! No!
Take the doctor outside. See that he comes to some harm.
Oh dear, this is the point at which I could really use someone to pop up and rescue me.
Take aim. Execute prisoner. In three.
But then, that would be incredibly lucky.
2, 1.
And sometimes, even a Time Lord's luck runs out.
Fire!